Joy Behar, today is a good day for Donald Trump to resign. By Pam Kee on November 29, 2018. Thursday on ABC's The View, the panel discussed President Donald Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen pleading guilty to lying to Congress about a potential Trump Tower in Moscow. Co-host Sunny Hostin said the development were like a soap opera. Co-host Joy Behar said, "This is The Apprentice. This is the reality show. We're all trapped in the middle of it." Hostin said, "Michael Cohen lied to Congress and the president lied to the American people about his finances." She added, "If these negotiations were going on while he was president, it's precisely what the framers of our Constitution wrote in to protect the American people against. We want to make sure that this president, any president, is not putting his self-interest before the interest of the country." Behar asked, "Is there a smoking gun?" Hostin said, "I think so. There will be. There will be negotiation documents. There could be tapes. When people lie to federal prosecutors, don't they know the federal prosecutors don't ask questions they don't know the answers to already? They have the FBI working for them. They're the best investigative tool in the world." Abby Huntsman said, "They are usually asking questions they already have the answers to." Hostin said, "We always do that." Huntsman said, "That's why not having Manafort I don't think is a huge deal for Mueller. It also sadly doesn't surprise me that Cohen has lied to Congress and that Manafort, lawyers I mean Trump lawyers. These are bad guys. It's not like he surrounded himself with upstanding citizens." Behar said, "Today is a good day for Donald Trump to resign. I really believe that." She added, "That would be my gift. Donald, do it for me, okay?" Meghan McCain said, "The thing that makes me most angry is the idea that Paul Manafort could possibly be pardoned." His relationship with Trump aside, his lobbying firm was nicknamed the Torturers Lobby for spinning foreign dictatorships including governments in Nigeria, Kenya, Zaire, Equatorial Guinea, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, and the Ukraine. Blood money. He's a traitor to the United States of America one way or the other. You should not, all this other stuff aside, he helped Vladimir Putin. He's a traitor to the United States of America. If he is pardoned, I don't know what I'm going to do on this show." Behar said, "I think he has to save the pardons for his children, frankly." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter @PamKeenan.